Blog Talk Radio.
California. earthquake on the Richter scale.
Radio. Thank you guys for tuning in to the show, and those who are listening via cell phone, landline, or however you're listening to the show, thanks guys for tuning in as well. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. That's where you can call in and listen live to the show. And if you'd like to give your comment or give your opinion on today's topic, just press the number 1 on your keypad, and that will let me know that you would like to be on the show. And I will put you on the air. Again, thanks, guys, for tuning in, and welcome. Today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And please, don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. All right. And again, thanks, guys, for tuning in. Now, the show has also been sponsored by Frank Williams Realty. You can find Frank online at frankwilliams.kwrealty.com. That's frankwilliams.kwrealty.com. Whether you are selling your home, or you're looking to buy another home, or you know someone that's looking to sell or buy, I'm the man for the job. Again, you can visit frankwilliams.kwrealty.com, and you can contact me there. You can look for homes through there, through the website. There's a plethora of things to do at frankwilliams.kwrealty.com. You guys can go ahead and send me an email or whatever and let me know what you're looking for, or if you know someone who's looking for something, go ahead and give them my email, whatever. Okay, I give great referral checks. So you guys refer some people to me. All right. And again, thanks guys for tuning in. The show is also being sponsored by F&L Financial Resources. That's F as in Frank, and L as in Larry, Financial Resources. Okay? And I'll be getting you guys all their information here soon. All right? Let's see. I want to talk about the weather here in Georgia. Here in Georgia, today, we're looking at 71 sunshine degrees. I mean, it is so, so pleasant right now. So pleasant. If you're cooped up in the house, or if you're sitting up in the house, man, get outside. Do something. Fire up the grill or something. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to fire up the grill, and I'm gonna start a fire in my fire pit. Okay? So I'm going to play in fire probably the rest of the evening. So I'm going to be having a jolly old time right here at the house, doing what I need to do, right? I'm going to cook some meat for dinner, okay? And I'm going to play in a fire while I hang out in the yard, right? Isn't that cool? Well, That's outside of fishing or whatever. That's kind of my most enjoyable thing to do, especially right here at home, right here at home. Now, let's see, today's word of the day. Let's see if we could get our word of the day real quick. Today's word of the day is
habeas corpus,
H-A-B-E-A-S, corpus, C-O-R-P-U-S, habeas corpus. And habeas corpus means any of several common law writs issued to bring a party before a court or judge. It says a writ for inquiring into the lawfulness of the restraint of a person who is in prison or detained in another's custody. Habeas corpus also means the right of a citizen to obtain a writ of habeas corpus as a protection against illegal imprisonment. All right, so that's our word of the day, habeas corpus. So you guys can play with that however you want. That's probably not a word that I'd like to grab a hold of, but hey, it's your world. Run it how you want to run it, right? All right. So, again, thanks, guys, for tuning in. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. Call in and listen live. Now, today's show is entitled, Why Do Some Women Shave All the Hair Off? Let me say that again. Why do some women shave all the hair off their kitty? All right, I want to discuss that. Why do some women shave their pubic hair? Shave it to the skin. Okay, I'm sorry, and I'm talking about, you know, this of course this is my opinion, right? And you have your opinion. You can call in and give your opinion. I welcome that, right? But why do some women shave off their pubic hair? I mean, shave it to the skin. Why? Why do they do that? And, you know, there are, for me, I'm just thinking right off the top of my head, for me, I believe, and I'm a product of the old school, right? I was born in the mid 60s, so I'm the product of the old school. All right, you know, when we were growing up, I don't think we had a inkling to do that. I think it was like a badge of honor to have, you know, hair in your private area. Because, you know, think about it. When we were growing up, of course, you didn't start off having hair down there. But as you grew older, to develop pubic hairs. Yes, pubic hairs. And then another thing is your pubic hairs aren't going to always be black. Okay? And I know, I'm sure, you know, other races, pubic hairs aren't black. Or they may be and they may not. What have you, right? What an awkward situation. But if you think about it, like I said, when I was growing up back in the old days, you know, it was a badge of honor. A badge of honor, but an honor. to start to seeing, you know, pubic hairs. You felt like, hey, I'm growing up. I'm getting to be a man. I'm getting to be a teenager. I'm a teenager getting to be a going to be a man. Getting to be a man. Same thing I thought with ladies or girls. Okay? It's an honor to have pubic hair. All right? So and you know, I heard the comedian George Lopez said, you know, he can't stand for a woman to have be all you know, have a little kitty cat shape to the skin. He said he feel like he's making love to a 2-year-old. You know, and it, you know, that's kind of extreme, but think about it. You shave all the hair, you know, down there, shave it all off. So, and if you've ever changed a baby, whether it's a boy or a girl, they just clean down there. Okay? And now you as an adult, shave all the hair from down there. You know, that sometimes after a couple of days after I shave, you know, I usually go maybe 2 or 3 days before I shave again. But after a couple of days, it you know, and it starts to grow back out, it itches. Okay, it itches me. Make me itch, make my face itch. I'm like, man, I gotta shave. And then a lot of times, you know, my wife said that I'm poking her with the hairs on my face. They stick out, they starting to grow back, and they like stick straight out like a porcupine. Right? And that has to be, unless you're you know, shaving down there, you know, every day. But there has to be a time when it starts to grow back and it starts to kind of bother you as far as itching and being prickly. That's what she said, prickly, the prickly hairs. Okay, being prickly. You can stab somebody with that thing. So, you know, I'm you know, as I thought of this topic, and I was starting to ask some questions of some people, some of my guys at work. Then I started to think, man, I guess maybe it's a hygiene thing. Okay. Hair under your arm, does it make you musty? So hair in your pubic area, does it make it musty? Okay, and of course, if you don't clean it or wash it on a daily basis, yeah, you're gonna have some odor. But so what is the driving force behind shaving your pubic hairs for women? And then for men, because some men do it too, shave their pubic hairs. They call it manscaping or something. And then, you know, I get it if these women are, you know, some women are swimsuit models and they wear these two-piece bikinis. And yeah, I think that's a good thing. They have to shave, and so you only see skin and you don't see any pubic hairs from underneath the bikini bottom, the bathing suit. So So it was called a Brazilian wax, what my wife told me. It's a Brazilian wax. But, okay, you can, you if you're going to be a model, modeling swimsuits, okay, fine. But why do you have to shave it all off? Or why do you have to have it all taken off? Why you can't have it like a, you know, most of it, you know, cut off and in, and you know, you just got a nice line right there or something. Anything. Make a design or something. But, yeah, and then when you think about other things, like things that are sexually transferred or sexually transmitted. You know, if you're promiscuous and you're dating a lot of guys or a lot of women or whatever, I don't know how women feel about men who shave their pubic hairs down to the skin. I don't know. And as far as women having their hair shaved down to the skin, I, you know, for me personally, that's not my bag of tricks. And you know, I've been married for 32 years, so that's not something that I ever had to deal with. And I don't think I'll ever have to deal with it. But some of you guys do. You have to deal with it. And then some of the women, they have to deal with it from their man. Or they have to deal with it from their woman if they're, you know, attracted that way. I just don't know why. So, in order not to transmit maybe a sexual disease or whatever, I don't know. I don't know if you can transmit a sexual disease through pubic hair. I don't know. I'm not a doctor or whatever, so I don't know. Maybe you can. And maybe it's from, you know, getting some kind of critters down there. You know, when I was growing up, we called them crabs. You got the crabs. And it make you scratch and itch. They make you scratch and itch. And anybody that you catch scratching and itching down there, you say, hey, what don't you do? You got the crabs. So, you know, that may be another thing. That may be another thing is that they keep from getting a transmission of someone else's crabs. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. I'm saying that, you know, I know people are here and they may not want to talk about this. It's all kind of an awkward subject, but it's just mind-boggling to me how some women will do that. Okay? Some women will do that. Shave their pubic hair. Okay? Shave it all off down to the skin. So, and I mean, hey, I don't have anything against it, right? I don't know if that's a bad thing or not. Good thing or not, I don't know. I'm just asking the question. And if someone wants to, you can go ahead and press #1 on your keypad and tell me. Tell me why. Well, you know, we may never know. But I always want to think that somehow you ladies will maybe not do this as much. I mean, I don't know how it feels to you. I don't know if you, what your reasons are for it, for doing that. But hey, it is what it is, to each his own. Right? It's your body and you can put tattoos down there. You can do whatever you want. I'm not saying anything bad about it. I'm just trying to figure out why. 516-531-9488 is the number to the show. And also, tomorrow's hump day. We're going to try to get a good show in tomorrow. See how things go. I know I've had a great show today. Things have gone funny, right? Things have gone funny. But anyway, that's the way it is. That's the way I like it. Okay. Now I'll start picking up more and more listeners right now. Okay. Pick up more and more listeners. And, but that's all the show I have for you guys today. I got to get out here and get my grill going and get my fire pit going. So, you guys hang in there. Have a great evening. And I'll talk to you guys in about 23 and a half hours. This Frank, I'm over. I'm out. See ya.
You kids get to bed, I get the storybook. Y'all tucked in? Here we go. Once upon a time, not long ago, when people wore pajamas and lived life slow, where laws were stern and justice stood, and people were behaving like they ought to good, there lived a little boy who was misled by another little boy, and this is what he said. Me and you tonight, we're gonna make some cash, robbing old folks and making the dash. They did the job, money came with ease, but one couldn't stop, it's like he had a disease. He robbed another and another and a sister and a brother. Tried to rob a man who was a DC undercover. The cop grabbed his arm, he started acting erratic. He said,
keep still, boy, no need for static.
Punched him in his belly and he gave him a slap. But little did he know, the little boy was strapped. The kid pulled out a gun, he said,
why'd you hit me?
The barrel set straight for the cop's kidney. The cop got scared, the kid he thought to figure,
I'll do years if I pull this trigger.
So he cold dashed and ran around a block. Cop radios into another lady cop. He ran by a tree, there he saw the sister. Shot for the head, he shot back, but he missed her. Looked around good and from expectations, he decided he'd hit for the subway stations. But
what?
She was coming and he made a left. He was running top speed till he was out of breath. Knocked an old man down and swore he killed
Sorry.
Him. Then he made his move to an abandoned building. Ran up the stairs up to the top floor. Opened up a door there, guess who he saw?
Who?
Dave the dope fiend shooting dope. Who don't know the meaning of water nor soap, he said.
I need bullets, hurry up, run.
The dope fiend brought back a spanking shotgun. He went outside, but there was cops all over. Then he dipped into a car, a stolen Nova. Raced up the block doing 83. Crashed into a tree near university. Escaped alive, though the car was battered. Rat-a-tat-tatted and all the cops scattered. Ran out of bullets and he still had static. Grabbed the pregnant lady and pulled out the automatic. Pointed at her head, he said the gun was full of lead. He told the cops, back off, for honey here's dead. Deep in his heart, he knew he was wrong. So he let the lady go and he starts to run on. Siren sounded, he seemed astounded. And before long, the little boy got surrounded. He dropped his gun, so went the glory. And this is the way I have to end this story. He was only
17
in a madman's dream. The cop shot the kid, I still hear him scream. This ain't funny, so don't you dare laugh. Just another case about the wrong path. Straight and narrow are your soldiers' cap. Good night.
Knock 'em out the box, Rick. Knock 'em out, Rick.